Two people died every day in May 2025 from drug overdose in San Francisco, totaling 58 deaths. A year later, overdose deaths in San Francisco in the month of May were reduced by 40%, 34 deaths due to overdose, according to the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. SF Public Health Director Dan Tsai said while the numbers are still heartbreaking, expanded street-level outreach and faster access to treatment have ultimately led to positive outcomes.
January through May, we have had 219 overdose deaths. Compared to last year at this time, that is 30% less. We're out there in the streets engaging with folks up until the wee hours of the morning and quickly getting access for folks to medications for their opioid use disorder that both reduce the risk of overdose and actually get people on a path of treatment.
But Tsai acknowledged that the crisis was far from over.
Every overdose death here in San Francisco is preventable. It should be in San Francisco. If you are ready for treatment and recovery and you raise your hand, we can get you to options immediately. And so we've made tremendous progress on that. Our budget at DPH continues to increase investments in behavioral health and substance use disorder and mental health supports. That is great, and we have more work to do around that.
The department also reiterated a warning first issued in April. That month, the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner identified the city's first fatal overdose involving two new synthetic opioids. Dr. Christy Soren, Medical Director for Substance Use Services, says the new pills are more powerful than fentanyl.
These synthetic opioids, N-propionitrile chlorphine, also known as cyclorphine, and N-desyl isotonidazine, have been implicated in a small number of overdose deaths across the nation, but this was the first time that we saw these substances present here in San Francisco. Counterfeit pills are any pills that are illicitly manufactured outside of legal regulated channels. They can look like legitimate pills. They can look like Xanax, Adderall, oxycodone, but contain a number of different substances, and you cannot tell by the look, the smell, the taste of what's contained in these substances and puts people at risk of overdose. They're advertised through social media and quickly directed to unregulated channels on the internet to purchase substances such as these pills or other illicit substances.
Soren says national data shows young people are more likely to use counterfeit pills and more likely to overdose on them. Fentanyl test strips do not detect these new opioids, but naloxone or Narcan still reverses the effects. Later this year, the city of San Francisco is set to launch a new youth-focused residential treatment facility in partnership with the Latino Commission. Reporting for KPFA Radio, I'm Annetta Felix.